You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So I caught up with Philippa Stevenson, who owns the Tart Bakery in Grey Lynn, and she's just opened a new store at St. Kevin's Arcade today. I began by asking her the journey from 5 years ago of opening to opening the new store today.
I bought up a whole bunch of children, and then I realised if I didn't do something else with my life, I would just absolutely ruin them, because I would be constantly poking my nose in their lives. So I had to do something. So I went to Manukau Tech and learnt how to bake. And then I tried to get a job. And because I was really old, nobody would employ me. So I thought, right, we'll have a go ourselves. So we did. And we set up Tart. And originally we were doing a wide variety of, you know, just normal stuff. And then one day Amanda Sorensen came in from Safe. And she said, can you do a vegan pie? And I said, no. Because there's absolutely no money if you just do one-offs. And she said, please, please, could you make me a pie? I said, all right. So I made her a couple of pies. And then her friend came in and said, could you make me some pies? And so I made her some pies. And then fast forward to now, and we're 100% vegan.
So when did you guys switch over to being a full 100% vegan bakery, Philippa?
Well, it was coming for a number of years. And then for about a year, we, out of 97 products, we had 95 of them were vegan. And we were just holding on to two pies, basically, which there was a building being built down the road and the workmen came there every day. And then once they'd finished building that building, off we went. So that was November the 1st, 2016. That was the 100% day, but we'd been about 94% there for the year before that at least. So it was a slow journey. It didn't just happen miraculously, you know. We just added a product, and as we got better and better at doing it, we'd add another product. Like somebody would say, oh, we can make a vegan custard square. So we'd put that on, and somebody would say, oh, we can make a vegan this or a vegan that. So it was just as we got time to play with the recipes, really, and switch it across.
Yeah, and switching over to 100% vegan, what's been the biggest problems you've faced in that regard, I guess, with perhaps cost or just any problems around it?
Oh, absolutely no problems whatsoever. It's just been magical. It's been magical. Because, you see, the cheapest thing you could buy that's made out of an animal, not only does it cost the animal its life, but it's really expensive. In a chickpea, you buy this many chickpeas, and when you soak them, you get this many chickpeas. So it's a no-brainer from a point of view of ingredient cost. And in terms of the public, you get much, much nicer people. Vegans are just calmer, more compassionate, happy people. They don't whinge, they don't moan, they don't get witchy. They're just overjoyed that somebody's, you know, meeting their needs. So yeah, there just isn't any problems with it. It's a marvelous thing, and I'm so proud and happy to be there.
That's awesome, Philippa. I was going to say that I've been to your Grey Lynn store, and it's got a real community feel about it when you go in there, and it's a really warm reception that you get, which is interesting. It goes along with what you were saying about everyone being no whinging and things like that. But is that, especially with your staff, you notice that everyone seems to always be positive and have a smile on their face. Is that something that's been a conscious effort for you as a business owner, or has that just happened organically with the bakery?
No, that just comes from being vegans. I think because we're all trying to do something with the, I mean, obviously you've got to make some money to pay the rent and pay the ingredient cost and pay the ACC and the GST, but saving the planet is fractionally more important than, you know, than just the straight profit motive. And I think that is what makes people very happy. They're not just turning up for work and sell buns, make buns, sell buns, make buns. Every meat meal, they understand this, every meat meal that isn't eaten, every milk coffee that isn't drunk, it's a win for the planet. And so the staff don't see themselves just as workers. They see themselves as, you know, involved in a social crusade. Because if we don't all get on board with sorting out this planet thing, you know, with the global warming and the wrecking of the water and the ocean temperatures rising and the acidification and all this stuff, if we don't do something about that, we're all on deep doo-doo, and the staff really get that. So you see, it's like a social crusade. It's not just work. It's they feel like they're doing something useful with their lives, because they are, in fact, doing something useful with their lives, and that makes people really happy.
That's really interesting to hear that, actually. I haven't thought about it in that way, but that makes a lot of sense. So, Philippa, how did the opportunity come for you guys to open up a new store in St. Kevin's Arcade, I guess expanding out from just Grey Lynn?
Well, the issue is, you know, we can feed a lot of vegans in Grey Lynn, but more people have to get exposed to this message. They have to see that a plant-based diet that is going to save, you know, actively save the planet, that it is cheap, that it is attractive, that it is yummy, and that it is what you used to eat. So if you used to eat pizza before, pepperoni pizza, now you can eat pepperoni pizza. If you used to eat a donut before, now you can eat a donut. They have to see that, and they can't. You can't actually expect the whole world to come to Grey Lynn. I mean, it's weird, but there it is. So we had to get out. We have to get out of this location. And if I had my way, I'd have one everywhere. Because if there's an option, like, people are not dumb. People go, yeah, this is a better option. This is better for the planet, and it's got no cholesterol in it, so it's better for me, and it didn't cost a cow or a chicken its life. Well, I'll go that way. People will always choose what is the best option. And so we have to get out of Grey Lynn to give this option to more people.
Yeah, I think you might be convincing me here, Philippa.
Good man. It's a social movement, this sustainability. We've only, you know, that Francois Macaron, the chap who runs France, he said there is no plan B because there is no planet B. You know, if we screw this up, if we continue to go down the path we're going, we are all in the deep, swirly brown. And I just don't want that. I had a really good time on this planet, and your children and everybody's children deserve to have a really good time. You know, it's not okay for one generation to muck it up for the next generation. And I feel very strongly that that's what we did. And so this is the way out, people. The way out is a jammy, creamy donut.
Absolutely. And just finally, Philippa, obviously opening a second store in the current climate of climbing rent speaks volumes about the growth of your business. Where do you hope, well, you sort of alluded to it earlier, but where do you see Tarte Bakery progressing in years to come?
Well, you know, we have a mission statement, my friend. Global domination through tasty snacks. We want to be the first vegan bakery on Mars. I want to be everywhere. I want people to say to their kids, ooh, once upon a time, a long, long time ago, there used to be businesses that ate animals, and the children have wide eyes and go, oh, really? That must have been before everybody had a tart. Yeah, that's how I see it going. What do you reckon?
I love it, Philip. That's awesome. I love that. That's
Global, this is our mission statement. Yeah. It's written on our letterhead. Global domination through tasty vegan snacks. I want to be the first vegan bakery on Mars. There's no reason why not. Food is good. It'll travel. It's cheap. It's available. It's accessible. Let's just all eat it and save a cow, save a chicken, save a planet. This is just not rhetoric. You know, this is real.
Yeah.
There isn't a single industry that you can look at that's going in the right direction. It really isn't going well. It's really not, you know. The air quality, the water quality, the soil quality, I am terrified. So this is mission critical, you know. We just got to get onto this.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.